Chapter 2. The First Wish. If you don't want the monkey's paw, Mr. Morris, said William, then give it to me. I'll be the third person to get it.
No, his friend replied. I threw it in the fire for a reason. If you keep it, bad things will happen. Be an intelligent man and throw it in the fire again.
Mr. White shook his head and examined the paw closely. How do you make a wish? He asked. The sergeant major shook his head and said,
Hold it in your right hand and wish aloud. But I'm warning you, there might be serious consequences to your actions.
William put the monkey's paw into his pocket and moved to the dinner table. During the meal, the Whites forgot about the paw as they listened to more of the sergeant major's adventures in India. After the meal, the sergeant major thanked his hosts and left to catch the last train. William accompanied his guest to the front gate. He came back a few minutes later, and Herbert smiled at him. The monkey's paw is probably a joke, Herbert said.
Did you give Mr. Morris anything for it, dear?
Asked Mary, watching her husband closely.
Not much, William answered. He didn't want anything, but I made him take something. And he repeated that I should throw it away.
Why, we're going to be rich and happy because of it, said Herbert. Go on, Father, make a wish. You're first of three.
Mr. White took the paw from his pocket and looked at it curiously.
What should I wish for? I've got no idea, he said slowly. I don't really need anything.
Pay the mortgage for the house and you'll be happy, won't you?
Asked Herbert, with his hand on his father's shoulder.
Well, wish for £200 then. That'll be enough.
Herbert sat down at the piano and played a few dramatic notes. His father held up the monkey's paw.
I wish for £200, he said in a very serious voice.
Herbert hit the keys on the piano as his father spoke. William suddenly shouted and threw the paw on the ground. His wife and son ran towards him.
It moved, Mr. White shouted, with a terrified look on his face. I made my wish, and it moved in my hand, like a snake.
Well, I don't see any money, and I'm certain I never will, said his son, as he picked up the paw and put it on the table.
Maybe you imagined it, dear, said Mary, looking at her husband nervously.
Mr. White shook his head.
Never mind. It wasn't terrible, but it did surprise me.
They sat down by the fire again and finished their tea. Outside, the wind was louder than ever, and Mr. White trembled nervously at the sound of a door banging upstairs. Nobody spoke for a few minutes, and the silence was depressing. Finally, the couple rose and said goodnight to their son. Herbert said,
I expect you'll find £200 in a big bag in the middle of your bed, and something horrible will be sitting on top of the wardrobe watching you as you open the bag.
The next morning, the family met at the breakfast table. The dirty little paw was still on the table. Herbert picked it up and looked at it again.
Why was I scared of this stupid paw last night? It seems ridiculous today.
I suppose all old soldiers are the same, said Mary. How can they believe such nonsense? Three wishes to three people from a monkey's paw. But if it was really magic, how could £200 hurt you, dear?
Maybe the notes will fall on his head from the sky, laughed Herbert.
The Sergeant Major said the paw made things happen very naturally, said William. And you think it's destiny.
Well, don't spend the money before I come home from work,
said Herbert as he left the table.
You're going to become a rich, greedy man, Father, and then we'll have to abandon you.
His mother laughed, followed him to the door, and then watched him walk down the road. She returned to the table, laughing at her husband for believing that the poor might bring him money. But later, the postman knocked at the door and gave her some letters. Mary opened them excitedly. How disappointing. There were only a few bills. Well, what else could there be?